Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No way in hell without world-class staff do we get this done. So I thank you all for all that you do. You were the glue in this team, and I could not have done this without you. So thank you so much, staff. And to this crazy group, what a freaking ride. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute privilege, a pleasure to work with you. You are an incredibly talented group. You make our job look easy. Thank you so much, and all the best. Here we go.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Here we go. What's next, Jill Ellis, manager of the U.S. Women's National Team? I suppose they get a breather for a few months, but man, it's been crazy. A whirlwind, a month in France, the championship over the Netherlands, returning to the United States with the trophies, the hardware, the victory parade, the ESPYs. They've crisscrossed the country. Whew, they need some time to sleep. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our next guest enjoyed some incredible success when she was a member of the U.S. Women's National Team. 5 World Cups under her belt, multiple Olympics. Christine Lilly now has a book out called Powerhouse, Teamwork Tactics That Build Excellence and Unrivaled Success. And she joins us now After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Christine, this edition of the team, 2019, the 4th World Cup title. As someone who was there before, what looks different to you about this version of the red, white, and blue?
Obviously, just the state of the game is so different. I mean, it's more popular than it was even in 99. I was in the first World Cup in 91, and from then till now, it's incredibly different. But even from 99, it's even escalated in just the population, the growth, the knowledge that people have about the U.S. team. Social media, I think, has changed that so much. And then the numbers with the support from TV, sponsors, it's just helped it grow so much, and it's in a good place, but obviously we want to continue to move the game in the right direction, supporting women's soccer, supporting women in general, and the women really put on a show a couple days ago to really make their mark and let them know that here we are.
For sure. How much more competitive do you see the rest of the world now on the international stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's good to see, and I think it can be even better. I mean, there was 5 additional teams in this World Cup. There's 24 teams in this World Cup, which is the biggest the group that they've had. And the teams that were new to the World Cup, like Ireland and Costa Rica and South Africa, I mean, they did okay, but they weren't at the level as some of these teams that have been around for a while. And that's due just to support financially and, you know, supporting the women's game in the country that they're from. So I think we can continue to develop these countries that haven't got the attention, whether it's from coaching, their grassroots to up, or just the finances they have to be able to have a team to compete at this highest level. But overall, I mean, the level of competition, I mean, before this World Cup started, I was thinking, you know, top 8 to 10 teams had a chance of winning the World Cup. And that's a lot bigger than it used to be.
20 years ago, there was such an outcry over Brandi Chastain's celebration, ripping off the jersey and winning the World Cup in 1999. And I just remember people going crazy, Christine. You were part of that club, obviously. So now here we are 20 years later, and this women's national team is getting accused of being arrogant and having a lack of sportsmanship. What's your reaction to that?
Well, first off, I'm like, what else do we want to criticize? You know, I mean, I think what's happening in the game is not any different than you see in any sports. I mean, I think you see celebrations from, you know, guys, girls, and any other sports that are personal, and everyone has their own way of expressing their excitement, their scoring a goal, and everyone's a little bit different in that. But I just think, yeah, I think they took it to another level in this one. I think, you know, they're happy they won. You know, they're scoring goals. Obviously, the first game against Thailand was where this all started. And in the World Cup, you know, the deciding factor in the group stage is goal difference, so you do need to score goals. And the celebration part, I mean, they're I think it was just something else to talk about besides what was really going on in the field.
Christine Lilly is a two-time World Cup champ and a two-time Olympic gold medalist with Team USA on that international stage with women's soccer. And now here they are. They've won yet another World Cup, and they dominated in their opportunity. So, Christine, as you watch this team, how much does it mean to you to have been part of the foundation and the legacy of women's soccer in our country?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I mean, I was at the final, and then I fortunately got to go down during the medal ceremony, and I got down and I got to hug the players, and just to see their happiness on their face and just the excitement they had, I mean, it brought me back to when we won, and it's something, it's just incredible, and it made me so proud of what they accomplished, not only in the game, but what they're trying to do overall to grow the game, and to win back-to-back World Cups is not easy, and to do it in a fashion like they did and bring the trophy back home again to the States was awesome.
A lot of the narrative around this team has been their quest for equal pay and equal resources, the lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. You've got fans who are chanting equal pay at their celebration, which is now seems like it's a crusade that many fans have taken up as well. I don't know exactly how it worked when you were part of the national team, Christine, but how important is their fight and their quest for equality now in 2019?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were part of the beginning when, you know, we weren't getting paid, and then we were getting $10 a day, and then we finally were like, wow, this doesn't seem right. And, you know, we stood up for that and started the process of being paid. And we did the process, and then this team is just continuing it to say, hey, we want respect, and we want you to know that we need to be treated equally. And these players have the platform to do it. And I think U.S. Soccer, out of all the federations in the world, they were the ones that have stepped up first. And I think they've moved along further along than a lot of the other federations. But we still want to continue to go. And these players going into the World Cup, yeah, they doubled the prize money from $2 million to $4 million. But it's still a drastic difference from the men's, which is at $30 million. So they're still trying to make the right stands in FIFA, and they're putting forth the effort to do it. It's just taking a little bit longer than I think women and, you know, are happy with. So, you know, I'm proud of what they're standing for and trying to keep the ball moving in the right direction, and not only standing up for the women's U.S. women's soccer team, but all these decisions and stands they're making affect the other countries. And it gives them a platform to be like, well, if they're doing that, then we can do this. And it's really going to help the game overall get the support and respect that it needs.
And the winning certainly turns a lot of heads and gets a lot of attention. Something that always impressed me about your career, Christine, is that you played in 5 World Cups and, you know, multiple Olympics. You had such longevity and were able to stay healthy. And that's something that all athletes want, that ability to play deep into their 30s, sometimes even into their 40s, and to continue to make a difference. What were your secrets? How did you do it?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I always go back to my grandma lived to be 92, and she never had a car, so she walked everywhere. So I think we had good genes in our family. But I think it's, you know, every person's different, but I think it is trying to take care of your body. The strength to my career was my fitness. I was one of the fittest players always, and I think that gave me the confidence to continue on. And I was just able to be healthy and be on the field. And I loved what I was doing, and I loved the people I was playing with. So all those things combined really make a difference in it when you're surrounded by the people that you want to be with and compete with, and that really does help.
A record 352 appearances for the national team. That's incredible. Christine Lilly with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You have a brand new book. It's called Powerhouse, about the principles of teamwork. What made you want to write a book?
Well, I co-authored it with Dr. John Gillis and Dr. Lynette Gillis, and they're two friends that I met when I lived in Austin. And I was coaching with John and coaching our daughters, and we'd share the stories. And he knew about the national team, but I'd share more. And he's like, "Gosh, this is such great stuff." He goes, "I'm in this business world, and everyone's trying to get up the ladder alone, instead of, you know, a team." And when I talk to businesses, and they're like, "You know, how's the team aspect?" It's always a negative connotation to it. It's never like, oh, we have a great, you know, group of people working together. So we're like, this would be a great mindset to share not only the story of the U.S. Women's National Team, but also to help organizations to come together to be more successful. And a lot of, you know, corporations are already doing things great, but if you add a couple of these strategies and these are tactics in there, it just could help it be a little bit stronger. And I think that we're trying to do that for organizations and also spread, you know, the success of the U.S. team and why we are successful. And each chapter at the end is an interview with former teammates and present players. I mean, there's a part in there with Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan that share, you know, why, you know, the U.S. team has been successful. And it's funny because now you look at this team win and it's like, oh, my God, there's so many components that are in this book are due to the success that they just did as well.
What are some of your favorite principles of teamwork that come out in this book?
One of the things is the leadership. I think leadership is one of the biggest things when you have someone that could lead the team. I mean, if you look at Jill Ellis, what she did, we had Tony DiCicco and Anson Dorrance in our time. And then you have captains that I played with, Carla Overbeck and Julie Foudy, that really set us in the right direction. And now when you look at this team, and we just talked about it briefly before, trust is such a huge component in everything you do when you're working with others. Because if you don't have the trust, then you're not going to be able to individually succeed or as a group trust each other to try to be better.
One thing that always jumps out at me about U.S. women's soccer is how much the athletes on the roster, whoever they are, whatever generation it is, really cares about the young girls, even the young boys who look up to them and who want to be on that same stage. They really care about inspiring the next generation. How much does that mean to you?
I think it's huge. And I think we summarize it in the 13th chapter of the book. It's all about doing what is right. And I think a lot of us are playing this game, obviously, you know, to be the best and love it. But I think the bigger picture is to leave the game in a better place, impact young people's lives, and doing it with, you know, morals and values and believing in something. And I think we did that through our time, and I think this team is doing that as well. You know, they're setting example for young girls that, you know, if you want something, you can go get it. And then when you have a platform to do something, to make change, you do that as well. So I think, you know, the overall theme of the book, doing what's right, is such a huge component because you can be successful, but if you don't have any character, if you're not doing it, you know, with the morals and values, and it's like, eh. And then plus the consistency of the U.S. team winning. I mean, from the time I played until I retired, we never were below third place in any big tournament. And now you look at this team winning back-to-back World Cups, there's a reason. It's not just a fluke. There's a reason. And a lot of these tactics, talking about your foundation, your culture, your chemistry, the mentality, all those things add up to have a team be successful year after year after year.
Did you enjoy the process of becoming a published author?
It's been interesting. It's been great, though. But, I mean, the fact, you know, John and Lynette and I worked together to make this all happen. And what I love about it, and it's a book about teamwork, but it also took three of us to do it. So we had our own team to make this powerhouse be so successful. So I think that's what's really kind of unique and great about this book. It wasn't just one person writing about team. It was three people coming together. So that adds the element of what we're really trying to talk about.
The book is called Powerhouse, 13 Teamwork Tactics That Build Excellence and Unrivaled Success, about the U.S. women's soccer team, but also about Christine Lilly's experience as one of the members who played more than anyone else on the international stage and won 2 World Cups, 2 Olympic gold medals. Christine, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, Amy, thank you. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.